Rachel.
All right, yeah. Okay.
For happiness.
Okay, here we go.
Right, do you want me to do the intro again?
No, I think no. I'll just say, I'll just show you to your table.
Okay.
Once he yells, I'll lead the way, don't worry. Just follow me.
Okay.
Oh, we're ready?
Right.
All right, so you ready? I'll show you to your table.
Yeah.
And your guest is waiting for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So this is Brendan, who you'll be sharing a table with.
Oh, thank you very much. I look forward to sharing a table with you, Brendan.
I'll leave your cover here. Diman will be right with you. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Where are you travelling today then, Brendan?
North Carolina.
Oh, great.
How are you?
I'm going back to Long Beach.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I've just been for a week in New York.
Was it your first time?
It was my first time. I've only ever seen the skyline from the airport before.
Oh, wow.
So I've never been to New York before.
You came by yourself?
No, actually, I met a load of my family, some from the UK and some from from Jersey, and we're from California, so we all met in the middle, as it were.
Are you guys safe from the fires? No.
Oh, yes, right. But I've heard that they're on the 405,
yeah.
Which is a bit too close for comfort, as far as I'm concerned.
Pictures are crazy.
And so what have you been up to then?
I'm leaving today,
yes,
to go see my mom and my little brother in Charlotte. They live like outside of Charlotte.
Right. I've never been there before.
I've been, but not very I missed their 60th birthday. My little brother had surgery on his back the other day.
Oh, no. So, commiserations.
Yeah, so I'm going to go hang out with my mom. I don't get to see her that much.
And does she know you're coming?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be lovely for her. And how long are you going to stay for?
I leave Monday. I come back here Monday afternoon.
Well, that'd be lovely.
I think so. I'll be at work Tuesday, which is like,
yeah.
Boo. But it's cool to go hang out with my mom. I
certainly is.
Even though they're crazy, I still miss
are they?
My mom. She's moms are nuts.
Hello.
I can't believe it.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Does she know that you think that about her?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you her oldest son?
Yeah, my little brother is 18 months younger than I am. Not by much.
He can't be that little.
He is. He is small. My family, I'm the biggest person
in
my family.
Thank you very much.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt you. Just so you know, there are no menus.
No menus?
No, there's not.
Oh.
We just order something and use?
Well, actually, we're instead going to be mixing culinary traditions of each table to create something entirely new.
Do you mind if I go ahead here?
Go for
it. No,
go for it. So let me find out where you guys are from. Where are you from?
Here, Queens.
Queens?
Yes, sir.
All right, New York. And where are you from?
Oh, well, I'm from Lincoln, the original Lincoln, not the one in America.
Oh.
Yes.
In the UK?
In the UK,
all
yes.
Right. So we've got Queens and the UK. All right. We'll get something cooked up for you, and we'll be back shortly. All right.
Oh, lovely. Look all forward right. to it.
Thank you.
Interesting. I want a dinosaur burger now.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sometimes
I have terrible trouble understanding the American accent.
There's no menus. I want a dinosaur burger.
Oh, right.
Something random.
Something, well, hopefully not something too old.
No, I don't guess. So, how did you end up here?
Well, I actually went to New York. We decided that we needed to celebrate somewhere central. I've just had my 60th birthday,
nice.
Like your mother, in fact. Woo!
Happy birthday.
I know, thank you. And also, it's my daughter's 21st. So I thought we would go, and in the same week. Hers is on the 7th, and mine is on the 4th of December. And
my mom's the first.
Really? Oh, that's amazing. That's an amazing coincidence. Mm-hmm. And we thought it would be really nice if we could all meet up and go and celebrate in New York. Just a really great experience, because I've never been to New York before, and I've always been intrigued to know what it's like. And so I just thought it'd be a lot of fun.
What was your most favorite thing you did?
Well, I really enjoyed going in the Empire State Building. I thought that was fantastic. And it's such a beautiful building.
Did you get
and
to
the
go
view
in,
was amazing.
Did you get to go in the old elevator where the guy pulls the
yes,
handle?
Yes, I certainly did.
Yeah,
that
cool.
was really great. And to see it lit up at night, it's really exciting. And also, for my daughter's 21st, we went to the plaza, We ate afternoon tea in the Palm Court, and they devised a menu specially, had her name on the top for Eloise's 21st birthday, and it was a special menu. And we had a whole table for 11 people, and we were by the window. Well, it was a mirrored window, really. I didn't realise until later when I saw. I said, "Who's that beautiful person in the mirror?" And then I realised it was me. So anyway, then they brought all these cakes and sandwiches and scones.
Wow.
And all sorts of tea, loads of tea. I mean, I drank so many pots of tea, I can't remember.
Yeah, highly caffeinated.
Probably.
That's a cool place.
It was an amazing experience, and they made it very, very special. They gave Eloise a chocolate plaza, which had was all beautifully wrapped with cellophane and a bow in it, and they said that there was a surprise in it. So I'd love to find out what the surprise is in the plaza. And also they gave her some candy floss, which was just incredible.
Candy floss. Interesting.
So all this talk, it's making me very thirsty. Got to have a drink of Coke.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
But for me, this is my first time I've actually flown with JetBlue. And I must say, it's been quite a good experience because I've flew from Long Beach, which is a first, and I really enjoy the experience of not having to go to Los Angeles Airport, I must say, because A, it's a lot quicker, and B, you get through all the security a lot faster.
Fair enough.
And then you don't get the traffic on the 405.
Or the burning.
Which is not my favourite thing.
No. I always fly JetBlue, it feels comfortable.
Well, I was very impressed, I must say. Very refreshing.
Yeah.
Just like this drink.
There you go.
Hi, how are you?
This is your banger hot dog.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
And the chef will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, this is great.
This is.
You look excited.
This looks like a gourmet. Is it a hot dog?
It's kind of like a hot dog. What's up? I'm JJ.
Brandis.
I do like the green relish on top. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful. You're
Thank
excited.
You very
You're
much.
You're making me excited.
Yes, compliments to the chef.
Thank you.
Before I've even eaten it.
So what I did, I know I'm JJ. I'm all about culture.
Right.
I know both of your backgrounds. I know you're from England. I know you're all about New York.
Well, so I'm very impressed because you must be psychic or something.
they gave me a little bit of notes. And, you know, in Britain, you guys are all about the bangers and mash.
Certainly do.
And in New York, you can't go through life without pretzels and hot dogs. So I gave you a little bit of a banger chili hot dog.
I don't think I've ever had
a pretzel roll.
Something like this before.
Well, please
I'm really intrigued.
And let me know what you think.
I'm pretty excited about
the crisps, even these look homemade.
And, oh, hold on. I forgot about that. Everything bagel, potato chips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, you're new. You're from...
Are we allowed to eat those?
Go ahead, do your thing.
That's outstanding. Everything bagel, potato chips. That's outstanding.
With our etiquette, I'm afraid... We should be eating them with a knife and fork.
Any
way
you feel.
Because I'm sure you don't do that in America, do you?
Only if it's too big. Like, I'm going to try not to, but if I have to, I will.
Mm, they're amazing.
I might just put one of these in my pocket.
Well, I'd rather get a bag.
Mm-hmm.
That is some experience. This is... Very impressive food. I mean, it just looks really interesting. I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to eat it.
Anyway, you feel comfortable, I assume.
Oh, thank you.
My mind's pretty blown by the chips, actually.
I've taken away. I mean, it's great. Just everything goes very well together. Drink, I must say, I was really looking forward to a Coke. When you travel, you get very thirsty, and it's very warm, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about the spoon and the fork, but I'll have a bash. Maybe I'll just take it in both hands and say, what the hell?
Isn't that how you do it?
Probably. Not in the UK, we don't, anyway.
You're in New York now.
I'm a native New Yorker.
That's right. Anybody else, you're a New Yorker.
How are you, JJ? Wow. Excuse me while I don't talk. That tastes amazing. That's like a cross between a Frankfurter and a British sausage and an American one. This is really good.
I'm a big fan of this right now.
Yeah, like,
because
like,
I like when it. You go to a
table, like, the chef goes to a table, everybody's like, well, certainly, it's very, I'm really enjoying your company at the moment. So,
as well as
thanks
me.
Very much. I was lucky to get a nice spot here.
I would like
it's
a giant.
Full up.
I would like a giant box here, please. Like,
me too. Should we ask?
She was definitely not trying to keep a white
face. But it was like, okay, let me get out. Let me tell you what it is.
Good.
I'll be ordering this again, without a shadow of a doubt.
Why didn't you sort of talk about the experience a little bit? Why didn't you sort of say, was it nerve-wracking when you kind of like realised you had to sit together and have a conversation like that?
Right, okay.
You're doing really well. Don't tell me anything like that.
Okay, okay, all right, right. Okay.
It's much, much more difficult to have a conversation.
Okay.
Really
right, okay. Yes, well, I hope you don't mind me sitting with you, but it's quite, I find it a bit imposing sometimes when you walk into a place and somebody's sitting at the table and you look around and you go and sit there because you don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it unless it was like this.
So I hope, I hope somebody doesn't think we're having an affair or something.
Maybe so. I wouldn't worry
but
about
although
it.
I'm not going to worry too much about that.
What did you think when you walked in? And
I don't know. I thought there's a spot at the table, and I saw you, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go there, and I mean, I'm just open to new experiences, and I thought it'd be quite interesting. I thought you looked American, to be honest. So. I know that most American people, I can generally say, are very, very friendly. Since I've been living in California, I've been made to feel very at home.
Fair enough. I think when they said, your guest, I wasn't here because I got here first. I was like, who could my guest be?
Yes.
Not wondering.
Well, I thought you must be somebody special.
I don't know. Maybe someone thinks I'm special. I think it's special. These chips are special, that's really what it is.
Fantastic.
You know, I was struck by, in your casting tape, you told some funny stories about yoga. Maybe you could share a little bit about your yoga. That'd be great.
Okay. Are you yoga?
Yes. Since I've, let's see. My neighbours introduced me to yoga on a paddleboard, and I thought to myself, this is amazing. I've never ever done anything like this before. And so basically, they took us to Newport in California.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on these paddle boards, and we were all wearing bathing costumes. And first of all, had to learn how to paddle board, which was interesting.
Isn't that kind
of
hard?
It was to begin with, but I got the hang of it. And then we went to this lagoon. And basically, we all had a yoga lesson, and we had this instructor, and she was amazing. All the men were just concentrated on looking at her because she had a very interesting boobs, might I say, because they didn't move in any direction, whichever way she was posing, and they didn't fall into the lagoon at all. But unfortunately, I did because I wasn't concentrating on her. And anyway, I found out afterwards that there were stingrays in the lagoon, and if I'd known there were, then obviously I don't think I would have gone.
Anybody get stung?
No. But it was a very interesting experience, and one that I haven't done since, I must say. But fortunately, our neighbours introduced us to hot yoga in a studio.
I like hot yoga.
Well, you do, mm-hmm. You? Well, I must admit, I thought I was... I thought it seemed a bit strange. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And when we went there, it was so hot. It really was. I couldn't believe it. 107 degrees Fahrenheit, I think it was.
May I have your attention, please?
And then...
Did you make it through the whole session?
I did make it to the whole session. We bought 20 goes for $20. And I think I went about three times in 20 days.
Oh, really?
And there are real characters in yoga. There's so many real characters in that yoga studio. And I decided to do the teacher training after about 3 years. And it was very intensive training. And in that training, you were taught to observe and look at all the people in the studio and see what they were doing. And I thought that it'd be interesting to write about the characters that were in the studio and then illustrate them as well. And the only way to do it was by way of a limerick. So I wrote this book, which has got limericks in it and illustrations of the characters that I met in the studio, and a little bit of blurb about the characters and what they get up to. And so I'm hoping to publish that very soon.
That sounds cool.
So where do you do your yoga?
I haven't done yoga in a long time. But
really?
When I lived in California, I used to do hot yoga, and I liked it a lot.
Like, that's great, isn't it? It feels like a strange thing to do when you're living in a very warm place, doesn't it?
I liked it. I don't think... Because here I work differently, I work more, so it's harder for me to get into a schedule and do it and make a class. But
if you don't mind me asking, what do you do?
Construction worker.
Brilliant.
I work on like the big buildings that are in the background.
Do you travel a lot?
No.
Not
I mean,
really.
For family and stuff, yeah, but there's not a lot of, it's a lot of short weekends. A lot of like red eyes to Sacramento or San Francisco. See my mom in North Carolina or Florida. I probably go all those places four times each a year, give or take. It all depends. So it's like a lot of quick, like Monday and Fridays off. Not like
Not much time to do hot yoga.
No.
No good balancing on the construction work site.
I would like to do it. It'd help my back. I would go three times a week.
I bet a lot of people would really benefit from hot yoga on a construction site.
Yeah.
Because, you know, really you do have to be quite agile when you're climbing up and down, don't you?
Sometimes.
You do, and having to duck things and
sometimes
rocks coming down.
Sometimes ducking, yes.
Yeah.
I like
to do the limbo, you know.
I enjoyed it a lot, actually. I wish I could do it again. Not enough time sometimes.
If you could talk a little bit about food, does it remind you of like home?
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, what we're going to talk about is I'm not screaming because there's a move right now.
On your weird scale.
Sorry?
On your scale of crazy and weird. This is up there, right?
It certainly is, yeah.
This is way up. I like this. I like this.
This food, you know, it reminds me, it's a little bit spicy, and there's a sort of German in it, German food, and I've lived in Germany.
Oh, really?
I lived there for 6 years, and...
What did you do?
So they bratwurst. Well, I moved over there with my husband, who worked for Airbus.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so we lived there, and our children grew up there, and they went to German school, and... So this bratwurst reminds me of Germany very much, but it's got an American influence because it's quite spicy as well.
I think it's good.
A bit of a Mexican influence, don't you think?
Okay. I think it's good. It is good.
I mean, these remind me, this is very, it's almost very British, isn't it?
Oh, nice.
Crisps, we call them.
Oh, you don't call them potato chips?
No. Well, chips. You call them chips, don't
you?
So
what's the banger?
Now, the banger... Well, it's a bit like, British banger.
What is a banger?
It's a big sausage.
Okay. That's what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you obviously know what, you know the word, which is great.
Yeah, I was never really sure what it was. Like, what part
we
of it?
We can have bangers and beans, bangers and mash, bangers and mash and gravy. Well, this isn't really a gravy. It's more of a It's like a chili sauce, isn't it? Do you think?
Yeah, I think it's good.
I'm enjoying it.
This is pretty good.
Something different.
Yeah.
I certainly haven't had it before.
New York pretzels, New York hot dog. Except it's not a hot dog, it's a banger.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I've always wondered about hot dogs because I was asking somebody the other day. I've got a German friend and she doesn't eat pork. And she asked what was in a hot dog. And I said, Usually, isn't it pork and a hot dog?
I don't know.
So we'll work it out then. Okay.
Anyway,
I think there's several.
Apparently,
things
inside it's beef and something else. Turkey.
You get a turkey dog. Can you get like any kind of hot dog? You
want
a turkey dog,
a
beef dog.
I do something.
I'm sure
fabulous.
A pork dog. I'm sure a porkless dog. I don't know. I like this. This is good. This is like good, weird New York food, I think.
Okay, so let's look at those.
I don't think this is the sort of food you're just going to find in any old hot dog store.
No.
Godmother?
Have you been to New York a lot?
Where I live.
Of course, that's right, you were saying.
I
What do you like about New York?
I like hot dogs, actually. I like
that's
the food.
All right, then.
I think New York has the best food. I think New York and Sacramento have the best food anywhere I've been. I like that.
Awesome. I really
you could
love
concoct
that.
Weird and abstract things, and they could be good.
I like the variety of food in New York. I like the variety of influences of food. And, you know, in this, you find sort of the Mexican influence. And, I mean, we ate out, when we were in New York, we ate out in a Thai restaurant, a French restaurant, Italian restaurant. Which other restaurant do we eat? And a Chinese one. And we went to Chinatown, which was great. And it was pouring with rain. I don't know if you remember on Tuesday night. And we all went to Chinatown. And we didn't have any umbrellas or anything. And it was horrible. It was all dark and we didn't know really where to go. And we were just about to leave, and then I had this idea. I just thought, I'm just going to ask a local where we can go and eat food. And she said, oh, the XO restaurant, just down the road. It's just one block away on the left. That's a really good one. So we went there, and it was really nice. It's just full of Chinese people or Asian people. And we sat down, ordered something. And you know what? It was really great. It was really good food, and I'm really pleased we went.
There's a lot of good food here.
And that's what I like about New York is the variety of food. And although I think in the UK, I think we do some pretty good stuff ourselves.
Yeah, I've never been.
You've never been? Have you ever been? No, not even to London?
Never been outside the country.
Wow. Would you like to?
Yeah. Just work doesn't, time doesn't allow. Just not enough time yet. Soon, maybe.
Do you have children?
No, I have a cat.
Rolls like
that.
Amazing. Really, really
lovely. By the way,
this is good.
Is it good?
It is.
It tastes really good.
This is awesome. I was wondering if maybe what's always nice, I'm kind of thinking about when kids also have a friendship, right? Share a little bit about your family, show, I don't know, pictures, maybe show on your phone.
Is it cutting away with that, but
okay.
It's really lovely.
So, I just want to show you a bit about my family because we've had a wonderful time in New York. And have you got any pictures of your family?
Yeah.
I'd love to see them. Or your cat, anyway.
My cat, yes, I love my
and
cat.
And your mum.
I love my mum too, but I really love my cat.
I hope I can find my phone. Yes, I can.
Here, yeah, that's us. It's an old picture.
Oh, is that your mum in the middle?
That's my mum in the middle.
Oh, look at her.
She probably heard, or beard. She probably would not be happy that anybody's seen that picture.
Doesn't she like your beard?
I think she likes it. I haven't seen her since I've had it. I haven't seen her in a little while. Last time I saw her,
are you going
to
shave
it
off before you see her?
No, this thing stays.
Oh, no.
This is a winter outfit.
I think about my husband. You know, sometimes he tries to grow a beard, and I say, no, no, shave it off.
It's so cold outside.
This is so prickly.
I think it's soft. I've never...
It's soft. How do I feel?
I haven't been clean shaven in a very long time, so it doesn't...
I don't really know many people with beards.
Really?
You don't go and touch them, if you know what I mean.
No, that's usually not something that you...
Not something you normally go and do. No. Hey, can I just see, feel how soft it is?
Yeah, let me see if I have any more. It doesn't matter. These are all both real Coca-Cola. This is my cat. I'm showing my cat.
What sort of cat is it?
Calico? Yeah. My cat Ducky. My buddy.
Fresh this for you guys.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. This is just like, I don't know if I have a lot of family pictures here. It's like friends, mom, girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Different versions.
You look so different. It's so different when you're traveling.
Well, this is like winter gear now. This is like winter outfit. I need all the hair I could get.
But we went to, we went on the ferry to Staten Island, and it was a beautiful day.
You're welcome.
I'm just
going to see the Statue of Liberty over there, right?
We did, yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it's great.
Isn't that cool?
Sorry to interrupt. I just have to grab the bottles real quick.
God, this is just goes to show how many, I should have more pictures of my family. There's a lot of random pictures of not my family.
So that's me going past the, on the ferry.
That's pretty awesome.
It was great, really enjoyed it.
Do you have pictures from your, the 21st birthday?
They're mostly on my camera.
Uh-huh.
Of your weird experience here.
Absolutely.
Maybe you get the camera in the background. It'd be kind of fun. Like just kind of fun. Like you can reference the camera. It's like that's cool.
This, this whole thing is absolutely insane.
That's awesome.
All right.
What, selfie of us?
Yes. What do you think about all this crazy?
Hey, I'm going to show you my brother saying happy birthday.
Please.
Right. Ready? My brother saying happy birthday.
What do you
that
think
was
about,
it.
What do you think about this craziness?
Hey?
What do you think about all this craziness?
It's mad. It's mad, but I love it.
What do you think about when you woke up this morning and you're like...
When I woke up this morning, I thought, I wish I could go back to bed. I thought to myself, I'd love to stay in New York a bit longer, but I'd be quite happy to get back to California because it's a lot quieter.
The coolest thing is though, it's always different every time you come.
I wouldn't know, but I'll know next time.
You'll know next time because it'll be different. That's what I tell everybody.
I'm dying to tell everybody about. I mean, it's been a really lovely experience. And
take a picture.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that'd be nice.
She
can tell
arms.
Everybody about, you know.
Right.
Oh, look who I met.
She has my arms long enough to get us both.
Ready?
Ready? Not much you're facing.
That's all right. You want me to send it to you?
Or
you're
yes, please.
Take a picture of
yeah.
All right. Airplane mode.
Okay.
They didn't make you turn your phone on airplane mode?
No.
They made me turn my phone.
I think I got away with it.
Really?
Nobody said anything.
Take a picture.
So I'm not
phone?
Telling anything.
Do you want me to take a picture? My arm's longer.
Okay. Just a minute. No, it's like my mom's doing it. She's like, great. Ready?
Do you want me to hold it?
Yes, please. Great. Thank you.
That's such a good size phone.
Well, I think this is much better, really.
So nice. A couple of other things. Maybe just like this is kind of nice and visual. Maybe just a
Daniel
cheers, kind of like nice to meet you.
Daniel
kind of like, cheers.
Daniel
yeah, okay.
Don't worry about these things.
And then, what's your favorite yoga move?
Daniel.
They're going to make you do yoga.
You're not going to make me do anything, are you?
Could you give it, maybe show him, like, is there anything you can do? That'd be really fun. Like,
well, we can both try.
I don't want to do yoga.
No, come on, it'd be super fun. Like, give it a go.
Oh, no.
Like, because you were talking about it, it'd be really sweet. Even something small. Like, you don't have to get up and stand up. Even something you just do on the chair. Just it'd be like a really sweet little...
The arm thing that you do in the beginning, where they try and make you twist your arms, I could never do it.
I tell you what, you guys
eagle,
have a conversation about it and see what happens. Yeah.
Okay.
You go only
as I rip my shirt and have to go change.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Brandon, what you're talking about yoga. So what's your favourite yoga posture? I'll tell you. You tell me and I'll tell you what mine is. Tell me first.
The one I enjoyed doing the most is you have your arms out forward, like bend over, you hold your foot behind you.
Oh, I know.
It's like arrow guy.
So you've got
it's like midway
Dandayamana. Dandayamana, standing bow pulling.
Yes, that's the one. That's my favorite. For no other reason.
I'm not very good at doing that out of sync. You know, I can't just do it on the spur of the moment, so I'll probably embarrass myself.
I can never do it again, and I will never do it.
So I'm quite good at doing inversions, but I'm not sure about after a plate of food. Can you do the inversions? Do you know how to do it?
What is it?
Right, I'll show you. So you're standing here with your feet together, and then you put your arms out wide. You take a wide step across like that. Okay. It was really can you do that one? And then you bend over from the waist. Put your hands on the floor like that. Pitch and toe your feet in. And then you put your hands on the bottom of your heels like that. Ooh! Help! And then. So, obviously.
I could definitely not do that.
No. But not with these shoes on, obviously.
No. I could. That was one I'm never able to do. I like the arm thing. And that bow and arrow guy.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I've never
done that before, believe me. Nobody will believe me.
You need a yoga mat.
It's embarrassing in public.
That's why you need a mat.
Yes, should never do anything unless you've got a mat. Do you do yoga on your own sometimes? Not at all?
No, I go to the gym.
Oh, okay.
No, I just like wake up, work, go to the gym if I feel up to it after work. There's a gym in my building, so like.
Oh, that's handy.
Amazing.
You're never getting me to do that.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
That's probably about as low as
I probably would have done the splits actually in a second.
Fantastic. Guys, it's been awesome. Do you want to take a couple of minutes to finish up? Then I'm going to invite you out and ask you a few questions.
I hope it's been all right.
It's been really great. It's been really great. You should both feel super.
This is legitimately good.
Was it good?
I'll tell you what, it's really good.
It's really good.
Actually,
amazing.
it is really good.
To finish up.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Enjoy it.
I can eat the rest of it because I'm hungry as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, no, cheers. That's what we've got to do.
Give us cheers and then finish up.
Right, listen. I've really enjoyed your company, Brandon.
Yes, thank you so much.
And just like to say cheers.
Cheers to a new
bottoms
friend.
Up
yes.
to a new friend.
That's right.
Stay in touch. And, you know, next time I'm in New York, I'll look you up.
We do this again.
Love to. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. This is pretty good. I like reading this whole thing. What time is your flight?
5:35.
Mine's 5 o'clock.
Seriously? Wow.
What time did you get up to get here?
Yeah, there's...
Like, where was your hotel?
Airbnb.
Did you like it? I've never done
that. It was weird.
Right?
But at least we were all together. All the numbers. We had one main sitting room. And then there were four bedrooms, and they all had numbers on top of the door. And I don't think the owner actually ever lives there because, you know, we tried to dry up the dishes, and we had to use a pillow slip to dry them up. But never mind, it was a lovely experience.
I think sometimes it's just worth, if you're able to, the extra money to stay at a nice hotel. Because in a city like here, they do each room, you know what I mean, to a different person.
Yeah.
So maybe if it's a quick trip or a day trip, it just makes me nervous.
Okay, like,
you're already spending all the money to travel.
That's very true.
Right?
I think next time I'm going to do it in luxury.
Even still, like, middle luxury, you know, so it's, you don't have to worry about anything. I think there's a cost involved with having a little worrying about your
I agree with you, actually.
Is this okay? Is this all right? You've already spent the money. You might as well just spend the money. That's how I feel, anyway.
Well, I think with Airbnbs, it's luck of the draw. You know, sometimes, because we've had some fantastic places and others not so great.
Right, that's what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Really hard not to
But never mind. But it was actually, it was really nice. It was nice to be together. And that makes, that's the main thing. And we could all talk to one another. And, you know, you can't really do that in a hotel.
How many total? How many people total?
Well, altogether, there were 19.
Wow.
And by Thursday, we went to the plaza, there were 11 of us.
How many now, today?
Today, zilch. No, there'll be two left.
They're
going
waiting?
Back tomorrow. Later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my husband's coming later.
Yeah, like a normal time. What does he say about this whole thing?
Oh, it's been a tremendous experience. I've really enjoyed it.
No, what does your husband say about it?
About the experience?
About this. Like, commercial.
Yeah. Douglas, though, like...
I think he just thinks I'm going to do my thing.
That's almost like...
I don't think he's got any doubts whatever. Yes. Yeah, I think
nobody calls.
He just thinks it's a natural thing for me to do.
Fair enough. What was his favorite part of the trip the same as your favorite part of the trip?
No, I don't know. I haven't asked him yet.
Fair enough.
Totally.
More interested.
I can totally.
In fact, I'll have to do that, Brandon.
What did your husband do for it?
He's an industrial designer.
Oh, really?
He works with cabin interiors.
Cabin interiors like planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like private planes or like commercials?
Commercial.
That's pretty cool. Efficient use of space is probably what he does a lot of, right?
Definitely. Lavatories in the main.
Really? I think the pick is great. I like stuff like that.
Well, you know, it's something you use a lot of.
Well, just like efficient use of spaces. I like. No waste, free flowing.
Like, I'm not going to waste this either.
They're good.
It's too good to waste.
I think so. I think it's very good.
They really, they are great.
Have you had a bagel while you're in New York?
No.
Have you had pizza?
I've had bagel. I've had pizza. That was funny. That was a funny time. We went into this Italian restaurant. And I don't know if you've ever seen Fawlty Towers, but there was a woman in there, and she was just like, she was like the character out of Fawlty Towers, you know, John Cleese, but the female version. And she was just so rude. It was incredible. It was actually for my birthday when we went there, and she was just sort of insulting us left, right, and centre. And then people would be coming in at different times. She's just saying, "Sit down there, sit down there." So I would like some red wine, please. So we have white wine. Red wine or nothing, just beer. And then she just plonked down the bottle on the table, and that was it, you know.
Maybe she was having a bad day.
Seemed like she, no, it's more than that. Anyway, it was all part of the experience.
Good and bad, yes.
Okay, amazing. So we're just going to do the, I think you guys should step up. And why don't you say, we're going to go to the flight of the way.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And, we'll, and you guys can sort of shake hands and say bye and leave together.
Right.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't shake hands here, would you?
Exactly, so yeah.
Sort of, okay. So give us just talk for a minute and then maybe sort of session. We'll go and take their place. And we'll break.
Okay.
Amazing, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realise what the time was. I better get going. If we're on the same flight, we better go, haven't we?
Fair enough.
Let's put everything away.
Gotta do it again. Gotta do it again.
Yes, definitely.
Doesn't matter what.
I've really enjoyed it, by the way.
Yeah.
Really nice meeting you. Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Right. right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, great.
Thank you.
Care. Bye.
Well, pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, pleasure. It's a pleasure meeting you. Hope to see you again.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.